News. I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports on U.S. airstrikes in Nigeria.
They're killing record numbers of Christians in Nigeria.
President Trump in November telling reporters traveling with him aboard Air Force One.
That part of the world, very bad. They're killing the Christians and killing them in very large numbers. Not going to allow that to happen.
In a Christmas evening post, the president announced U.S. forces had launched what he said had been a deadly strike against Islamic State forces in Nigeria. U.S. Africa Command says the strikes had been conducted at the request of Nigerian authorities, and Nigeria's foreign ministry says it cooperated with mutual respect for sovereignty and shared commitments to regional and global security. It called terrorist violence against Christians, Muslims, or other communities an affront to Nigeria's values. Nigeria is battling multiple armed groups, and analysts say both Christians and Muslims have been victims. I'm Ben Thomas.
AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on new sanctions imposed by China.
Beijing is imposing sanctions on 20 U.S. defense companies and 10 executives after the Trump administration last week announced large-scale arms sales to Taiwan. The companies include Northrop Grumman and Boeing in St. Louis. Their assets in China have been frozen, and Chinese organizations and individuals can no longer deal with them. Last week, the U.S. announced an arms sale package to Taiwan valued at more than $10 billion. It still must be approved by Congress. China claims Taiwan as its own. I'm Donna Warder.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and President Trump will be meeting Sunday in Florida. Zelensky told journalists the two will discuss security guarantees for Ukraine and that the 20-point plan under discussion is about 90% ready. This is AP News. Trading is underway in the final day of a holiday-shortened week. The AP's Seth Soutelle has more.
I'm Seth Soutelle, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are off to a mixed start on Wall Street as traders return from the Christmas holiday. The S&P 500 was drifting between small gains and losses in the first hour of trading Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 42 points. That's about a tenth of a percent. The Nasdaq Composite edged down by one-tenth percent. Crude oil prices fell. Gold and silver prices continued to rise. Trading was expected to be light given the holidays this week. Most European markets were closed, as were several Asian markets. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. Seth Soutelle, New York.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.